It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
I guess I do want to start by just saying, hey, happy National First Responders Day.
Oh, yeah. Ooh,
yeah.
Big fans of first responders here on this here show.
Absolutely.
My dad is career fire chief, firefighter, first responder. So that was my life growing up. We had a very good life because of my dad. So shout out to all the police officers and paramedics and firefighters and whoever else is a first responder. We salute you today.
We sure do.
From Mix 100. Anything else local going on with anything? Do you have something, Katie?
Yeah. We wanted to point out that the coldest place in the United States of America on Saturday was
your
right
bedroom.
Here.
Oh.
Well, did you have to do that?
What else you got?
Come on.
Oh, we're number one.
It's pretty chilly.
It was number one.
I was wondering why you were going to let me do a story about the weather, and now I know.
How cold was your room? How cold was it?
Walden, Colorado came in at 15 degrees on Saturday.
Jeepers.
Shout out
to
everyone.
My bedroom was 16, so there.
Shout out to everyone listening in Walden this morning.
Where is Walden?
Nobody even knows.
By the Wyoming border. It's north, very
nobody cares.
Very cold up there.
Where's Walden?
Where's Walden? That's good stuff.
What else you got, Katie?
Also, in El Morro, Colorado, near Trinidad, there was an earthquake. Also in my bedroom. No, there wasn't. It was a light earthquake, though, just 3.4 magnitude. Nobody was hurt or anything. But it's kind of interesting, earthquakes in Colorado.
We have every a time it happens. Lines.
Yeah, every time it happens, I'm just like, what would you do? What would you do if you actually felt
right.
one?
Just
I know, you
freak
do that.
A little bit.
You just freeze, let it pass. And oh,
well, in our
an
old building, that would have been a lot more scary.
12th floor.
Yeah.
There were days in our old building on really windy days where it would shake a little bit.
Josh and I would like make eye contact on the air. You know, if it was really windy, we're like, oh.
Our chairs would go one way and then we'd be going the other way.
We would definitely feel it. So
it honestly felt like seasickness a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah, it was bad. Huh. So shout out to everybody in Trinidad listening this morning.
Yeah.
I got a local story as well.
Real quick, though, isn't Trinidad the sex change capital?
I believe they have some stories that come out of that area.
I think that is like a sex change capital of the United States, isn't it?
I think so.
I'll have to look that
Jared, why
sounds
do you know
familiar.
That?
I know.
A friend told me.
Oh, okay. Yeah. For sure.
You wouldn't want to be getting that done with the earthquake going, though.
Exactly. Might want to reschedule.
Oh, gosh.
What was your local story,
Josh? My local story, speaking of beef, yeah, absolutely. This does have local ties because, unfortunately, a lot of the E. coli outbreaks that were happening were right here in Colorado. So on October 22nd, the Colorado Department of Agriculture, they got sent dozens and dozens of patties to do the E. coli testing on, and all of those patties came back negative. So that's a huge positive. They're also being sent to 900 McDonald's stores fresh beef patties, just in case.
You're a fresh beef patty.
all of those came back negative, so they believe it's in the onions. They do go on to say, we can't positively show that it was the onions everywhere, but all the beef testing has come back negative, and they're getting fresh patties. So it's safe to say the quarter pounder is coming back this
Woo-hoo!
Week as well for everybody that wants them.
That's good eating.
That is.
That's
I heard
good
it
news.
Was Taylor Morrison, right?
Yeah, those
right?
onions. Yeah,
those
they had to
onions,
shut them down.
Yes.
Down in Colorado Springs. Yeah.
Those are the ones that they're suspecting. Those are the suspects.
Suspects.
Yeah.
More investigating.
But you can have a quarter pounder sooner this week.
Yay!
And according to my Google search, yes, Trinidad is known as the sex change capital of the world.
So, like, do people
go there?
It's
a destination for all that. So, now we know.
Huh.
So, we have a new front runner for the worst performance of our national anthem. It's a singer named Loomis, whoever that is, now going viral after singing the Star Spangled Banner at the presidential debate for third party candidates last Wednesday. Nobody would be watching this except for this story going viral this morning. She went off the rails. She started messing up and she dropped some F-bombs and she forgot it was live TV. So I just have a little taste of it for you.
Can I go back, please?
Bombs
busting. nervous.
Hey, good on her for getting right back into it.
I got too nervous.
Did you hear another? We're live. We're live.
Nope, this is live.
And she straight up said the F word, you guys. There was no beeping. And it was, it's not classy at all, man.
Oh, no.
It's just so disrespectful.
And it's hard. Like, her dad is in the Army. Like, she felt really bad about it. She was like, I messed up. And I, you know, everybody screws up from time to time. But
she let everybody know she messed up.
She sure did. Yeah. Yeah. Loomis. Poor.
Yes, you did.
No, you can't go back.
You hear it in her voice. She's like, oh, God.
That's so, I mean, it's, you guys, it's one of the hardest songs to sing, and it's a cappella.
Yeah.
There's no band behind her. That's tough. Maybe don't say how you messed it up.
Yeah.
Just keep going.
She messed it up.
Going.
It's tough. Yeah.
So that was from a political event. There's 7 days left. 7 days, 18 hours. There's a couple stories floating around. Kamala Harris is kind of getting the finger waggled at her this morning because they were promoting that Beyonce was going to come to one of her rallies. Everyone assumed that she would be performing and singing. That's why so many people showed up, and she didn't perform or sing.
Oh, no.
She just delivered a speech.
Oh.
So everyone's, like, all mad now. They're like, we thought we were going to see Beyonce perform. Boo. But Willie Nelson performed.
Oh, well, there you go.
That's a close second, right?
Yeah, close second.
Come on.
So that's going on. They're both doing their final pitches right now, like, just getting out there like crazy. They both look exhausted right now. I mean, can you imagine what it's like right now?
Oh,
that final push.
Yeah, they are putting it to work.
Yeah. There was a video going viral this weekend about, and it's you know, the other presidential candidate, Donald Trump, about what his day looks like. The day of campaigning for both parties is absolutely
insane.
It is literally 2 a.m. to 1 a.m. the next morning of his travel schedule that I watched.
Yeah.
And then that was the day where he went on the Joe Rogan podcast, so three-hour podcast, all the other things. For both of them, that is unbelievable what they go through.
The time that goes into
it's 23-hour days. 23-hour days.
I can't imagine doing this or wanting that job at all.
No.
Not at all.
And then he filled Madison Square Garden last night. I think I saw some video.
Did.
Like, how many thousands?
Outside altogether, the reports are like 90,000 people showed up.
In New York.
Which MSG
which is
holds
crazy.
18,000 people.
Yeah.
So that's pretty ridiculous.
Comparison.
Yeah, that's pretty wild.
Pretty wild. One of the biggest.
The biggest.
I love the name Madison. One of the best names.
I love squares.
I love
even
gardens.
Though this is a circle.
I love Madison and I love gardens. I planned a lot of things. Okay, so there's a recent study that looked at 2,000 wedding playlists on the old Spotify for the most popular songs.
Ooh.
Oh, God. Wait, can we guess?
Yes, yeah. I know.
Sweet Caroline.
All for One better be on there.
Oh, I only have the top 10.
Audience.
No, and no for bump, bump, bump.
No
really?
Way. Are
no
you serious?
Sweet Caroline?
No, I know, which is crazy. Or no Chicken Dance either.
What? They do that?
Like,
top five was I Want to Dance with Somebody. Dancing Queen by ABBA.
Mm. Ugh.
Yeah, by Usher.
Okay.
Yes.
Pizza.
Should I plug that in? Should I plug that in?
Yes.
It's a little early for Usher.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
It's never too early for Usher.
I might plug that in. Mr. Brightside. The Killers,
oh,
and
that's
then
a good one.
September by Earth, Wind, and Fire. That's another one.
Yeah,
those are
great.
Dances
that's
to.
A good one.
I might put in, yeah.
You
we'll
should.
Yes,
my outfit's ridiculous.
Look at so good speak.
I know so many ladies who went and saw Usher when he was here, and they're like, oh, my
I
God.
Did.
Yeah. I was one of the ladies.
I did.
I was there.
Oh, yeah,
Josh
did.
Was there, too.
I went. Remember, I was getting bumped and grinded on that whole night.
Josh's panties be dropping.
Jeez.
Stage 5 panty dropper.
That person, I was with someone. The person I was with for that concert just watched me get grinded upon the entire concert
by other people.
The person
there.
Behind me.
Yeah.
It was wild.
That's
it was
awesome.
A wild time.
That's fantastic.
It was hot in there. It was very hot and
I
sweaty.
Bet it was. Everybody's all fired up. Does anybody
moist.
Know who Lily Allen is?
Yeah, a singer.
I do not.
Also married to the Stranger Things guy, right?
David Harbour.
Yes.
You're right.
I've not seen one episode of Stranger Things.
Well, you're an idiot.
Okay,
in my life.
Now you know what to do this
you're
weekend.
You're an idiot.
It did not look good to me. Didn't look good.
So she's in the news because she signed up for OnlyFans, but I guess she's only doing her feet.
Yeah.
Oh, feet
so
finder,
she's doing
girl.
Only feet, I guess,
feet
or feet finder.
Making a lot of money, too.
They're saying probably about $10,000 a month.
Get it.
Just by showing feet. I told Nick Nack she should do that.
Absolutely.
I was like, nobody would ever know.
Yeah.
It's just your feet.
Yeah. See, I got webbed toes. There's got to be a creeper out there that'll pay a lot of money.
Oh, yeah. You're unique.
I know.
Go get
it. I'm unique. That's what
and
I'm saying.
I've checked with standards for the company. It's okay for just the feet.
Did you really look into this?
Yeah. Oh,
why did you do that?
Well, because a girl's got to make money. Come
on. We work
on.
In radio.
Like, exactly.
You truly went to HR and said, can I show my feet online?
Well, it's like as long as
knee
it's
down?
Not. Yeah. Yeah.
Knee
down kind of thing. Like shins only.
Only shins.
Only shins. Yeah.
I might look into feetfinder.com then.
So, see?
Like, I'm not familiar with all this. Like, do you have to decorate your feet and do various, I would imagine, various things with your feet?
I think they just have to look pretty, right? So you have
it's just
to
straight up
well, people can
make
write
sure,
in, message
yeah.
you, and be like, I want you to do this. And if they pay,
yeah.
I think you got to do it.
Exactly. So, as long as it's not crossing certain lines, it's okay.
Yeah, you have your own boundaries set.
Yeah.
I've heard.
So you can, like, yeah. bedazzle your toes.
Right.
Maybe, like, rub them down with baby oil or
put them in a vat of pudding, you know,
oh.
that kind of stuff.
If you're flexible enough, suck yeah. them, all that good stuff.
Well, no, because then that would show your face.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
Oh,
only
you're right.
Feet.
Only feet. Oh,
you
right.
had me with the pudding, though.
See, I'm new to this.
Because I would totally put my feet in different things,
exactly.
like slime,
yeah.
you know, and marshmallow
and
fluff.
Fun. It'd be fun for your feet. Like, you know, that feels fun, right?
I can snap my toes. You know, you can snap your fingers?
Yeah.
I can snap my toes.
I'm sure people would like
people
that.
People would love that.
See?
$10,000 a month,
all kinds
buddy.
Of fun stuff you can do with
if you guys
feet.
See me just quit randomly, you know.
Now you know
you
why.
Know I've made it big on feetfinder.com.
That's awesome. there's this story from JetBlue. I didn't read it. I'll skim it here. A woman from New Jersey is suing JetBlue for serving her an ice cream sandwich that was too cold, apparently.
What?
So she and her fiancé flew from New York to Paris in August, and one of the snack options on the flight was a chomp-size strawberry shortcake ice cream sandwich. And she chomped down on it without realizing the sandwich was frozen solid. Oh, who would think? And she broke a tooth.
Oh,
cracked
well,
it down to the root. Had to have it pulled by a dentist as soon as they landed. And she got an implant later on. So anyway, now she's suing them for, of course, pain and suffering, emotional distress. A jury will decide if she deserves any of the money and how much.
I mean, that kind of makes sense, though, right? She lost a tooth. I thought she was just
but
complaining
it's an ice,
that...
it's a cold ice cream sandwich.
I know,
what do you
it's,
expect?
It's also
not
airplane
supposed
food.
To break your tooth,
give
though.
Give it a second.
What kind of ice cream sandwich have you been eating? Like, it's not supposed to break your tooth.
I can't
like,
believe you're on her side.
I have to know. Be on her side
but
here.
That's you. That's
she had to like... get a tooth implanted in her head.
Yeah.
After she
that's
finished
where they go.
This ice cream. It's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
So she would have rather had a warm ice cream sandwich?
Did you see that story about the ice cream sandwich that stayed out all day in the sun and it did not change?
Really?
Like, it's not real ice cream.
It's like the drumsticks.
It's the yeah.
Drumsticks,
yes.
you can sit outside all day and
they don't melt.
You can still cut through it with
so
a
I'm
knife.
So I'm like, I don't know what we're eating.
I'm
going to
be sitting on my ice cream
yeah.
sandwiches before I eat them now.
It's
to warm
yeah.
them up. Like,
that's an OnlyFans page right there.
That's also an OnlyFans page.
Make your way to our social, facebook.com/JeremyKittyandJosh. Well, you like that. You're laughing. Yeah, girl. Show me those pictures of
exactly.
that ice cream sandwich you be sitting on.
The ways I can make
goodness.
Money. Yeah.
Goodness.
Ooh. I'll buy that sandwich from you for $50.
Oh, my God.
I posted a crockpot recipe today. We're getting down to the end of Crocktober, but today it is buffalo chicken meatballs, if I recall.
Yummy.
I don't have it sitting here in front of me, but buffalo meatballs.
Sounds
yummy.
Good.
Put that on some rice and give it some hell. So find that on our Facebook page. Just search facebook.com/JeremyKittyandJosh.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.